Ladies and gentlemen, this is Das Hobby, Germany's number one trading card show. And here are your hosts with the perfect podcast faces, Marcus and Dennis.
Kalimera. And hello to another English episode today. I have to say I'm very looking forward for our episode today because we have a special guest today. Second time, I think, someone from Greece. But before we introduce our guest, hello, Dennis. How are you? Are you good?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm also looking forward to the episode. International guest that I actually met before, which is a wonderful first time premiere right now. But let everybody know who we have.
Yes, yes. It's one of the, I think the most of the people who hear our podcast know it's one of the best spots you can get your cards in Europe in boxes. It's Xavier from Trace and Chase. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking
Xavier
the time.
Is right? Or is it pronounced correctly? Xavier?
Yeah, in English is Xavier, but in French, for example, is Xavier. So
it's Xavier.
It's another accent. Yeah.
But are you from France or is it Greece?
No, I'm actually from Brussels, Belgium.
Ah, okay.
And I'm living in Greece. And yeah, I'm at Trace and Chase.
Okay. But that's the first, that is the first question. So how does a guy from Brussels, Belgium come to Greece and get into the hobby?
Look, I was actually involved way before that in the hobby. I used to collect, you know, in, of course, you know, Series 1, Series 2, Upper Deck basketball. I'm a big fan of basketball. And when I was younger, I used to collect as well Street Fighter cards at the time because the star was a Belgian guy, you know, the star of the movie. And then I started, you know, collecting something that we called Kratos, but it was in French. Yeah, I was already actually making, you know, deals at school because the doubles that I had, I used to sell them, you know, the courtyard, and I got fired from school 2 days from that because it was not allowed. But, you know, I think it wasn't my gene. So I started collecting way before that. And then I had the chance, you know, to speak with, you know, because when you collect, you know, one of the things that happens is that you talk a lot with people. Mm-hmm. You try, of course, to, for example, you in Germany, I think if you get cards from Germany, you will be more inclined to buy from, you know, Germany. And I was trying to find cards here in Greece.
Okay.
And I, you know, contacted a guy that had amazing cards, and I was like, there's no way that this guy has these cards in Greece. Mm-hmm. And we met, and he told me about, you know, a project that he was doing for the hobby, and we talked a lot like a few months before, and then we got involved in Trace and Chase. He just opened me the door and says, let's see what we can do together, and this was on. So we started Trace and Chase.
When was it? So when was that time when you met this guy? And yeah,
it was in 2019.
Okay.
And we started opening. We started to talk. Then 2020 was really, you know, where we started talking about business and see how we could do that. And then in January 2021, Trace and Chase was officially open to the public, let's say. Like, we had our e-shop, you know, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And most of the shop here was ready.
Unfortunately, I've never been there. Of course, I saw pictures, and I think we had one guest that also visit your store. It looks impressive already on the pictures. Was that the idea also at the beginning, or was it developed in the process how it looks like today? Or
look, there is actually the owner of the place. I'm not the owner of the place. Yanis is the owner of the place. Mm-hmm. I'm just you know, associated with him, you know, for Trace and Chase, and he got the place. You know, it was like, you know, when you know, for a collector, like, you know, the main cave that you want to create, you know, it was like the very beginning of a huge main cave. And like, you know, when he presented me that, I was like, there is no way that this could exist. And I was like amazed. And then we started, you know, working on, you know, adding more collectibles, more cards, seeing, you know, the direction where we wanted to go. And it was like, it was crazy. I mean, this is the job of life, you know, if you, if you collectors, and I mean, everybody can relate, you know, I talked with that with Kiki as well, you know, with all the collectors from France, from the UK, everybody's working a hobby shop is like, I'm getting up at 6:30 in the morning and I'm very happy to go to work. And so it's like, you know, let's not be romantic and not say like it's a dream come true, but it's kind of this. Yeah, I cannot lie. It's really a pleasure. It's amazing. And I'm blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. Like, congratulations, first of all, to this wonderful spot. And the good thing is also you don't only have a beautiful workplace, you also travel a lot. Actually in Langenfeld before. And you're also going to be in Munich at the show. Is that correct?
Yes. Basically, what we're trying to do is, of course, trying to meet, you know, as much as people as we can. So the good thing is that for the last, you know, like 2 years, many people, you know, got involved really in the hobby. Like people starting make, you know, building shops, you know, opening shops, be at the events. You know, there was the B Brother event, you know, the opening, which was great. A lot of collectors. I just came back from the Paris card show, seeing their great vibe. And then, yes, of course, there's Munich, where we're going to be there as a sponsor, and we will have a table. So I can, you know, I look forward every time to meet the most people I can, sharing ideas, you know, seeing where it's going, what's the current mood of people, you know, what they feel, what they would like, you know. Yeah, so traveling is of course really important to spread, you know, and to understand culture. You know, German culture is not the same as Greece, not the same as France, not the same as the Spanish. So it's very important.
Was it the first card show you visit in Germany, then in Munich, or was there one before you visited already?
No, that's going to be, actually, I've just been, I missed the card convention one, which was the big one. I missed that one. I couldn't be there. But like organized one event, it was the B Brothers, opening store, because of course we were focused on our store before that.
Yeah, of course.
And, but this is where, you know, but you know, people, when you collect, you know, people. You know, you know who they are. You know, Kiki is a collector of Kobe Bryant. You know that there are a lot of people like loyalty cards, you know, like there are a lot of people that you already know, but you only know them by the social media or by eBay or so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Munich is going to be, I think Munich with the NFL game, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
To see, you know, the vibe and see what will happen there.
Yeah.
Also, we have here a host in our podcast.
I'm hosting a panel, like actually with eBay there and with the athletes.
That's great.
So let's see if I mess.
That's great. No, I don't think you're gonna be fine. I think it's great. I mean, if you have that, you know, that opportunity, I think you guys, you know, put the work, and I think that, you know, this is why it relates to a panel, and that, you know, what you're talking about, you have. You know, this is very important. I'm very glad for you.
Yeah,
congrats.
Thank you. And you mentioned an important thing, like this people connection, this direct contact with people in the hobby and also with companies. Like, you are in Germany really famous for being well connected and being able to get the hot basketball product, especially. How did that relationship evolve, and how, why is it that good? Is it only because you're such a nice guy?
No, I don't think so. I think it's related, but I don't think it's only the, you know, the one of the biggest advantage that we have is that we are direct distributors of Panini and of some products of Topps and some products of Upper Deck. So of course, you know, it attracts the interest of, you know, hobby shops and people. Though I think you cannot start the business without really starting by knowing people. Even if they want access, we have access to the product. Yes, we can help, you know, shops and, you know, getting access faster and, you know, not having to buy from the US. And so that was the point. That was what we wanted to create. And when people know that there is an advantage there, of course, they will, you know, get in contact with us, or we're going to, you know, contact them. But I think it passed by relation with people. Understanding, you know, people who are opening shops, for example, that works every day, trying to build something. Should it be in Germany? Should it be in Holland? Should it be in Italy? You know, and, you know, helping these people as well. Because, for example, when you have products, people know it. So if you are a shop, it's very important for you to have the product. And as soon as it's release date, we'll try all the time to have the products, you know, a little bit before release date, to ship to our customers. Most of the time it works. It depends not only on us, but some, you know, and when you got it, you got exposure. So it's like if you have the new National Treasure soccer the day it's releasing, so people, you know, get to show up the product and to say, look guys, we have these products, we don't have to wait 2 weeks to get the product.
And that was very missing, I have to say. So I said it often now. I'm 2 or 3 years back in the hobby, and what you said, it was not easy to get products here in Germany. You have to ship it from USA, and then Chase and Chase popped up, and you see a light in the dark area. So finally, you can pre-order your products in your shop, and that was not even possible. You have to wait or to be lucky if you get a product from USA.
Exactly, so. And then you have all the problems because, you know, before getting Chase and Chase, I said I was collecting. So when I used to order my box, you know, from the US or, you know, getting it shipped to Europe, you know, then you have to deal with customs, that you have to deal with, you know, delays of, you know, the shipping method. You have to deal with all that. And when you new products you want it, it's not like you can like really wait for, I'm not talking about Eminence football, for example, but I'm talking about, you know, hoops basketball when you want to have the directly select basketball. You want them directly. And getting the opportunity to get it like shipped in 2 days, like we do, 2 business days. I mean, that you know, it's easier, and you get the joy to getting a new product and open it, you know, directly.
Yeah. What are the biggest?
It's really important.
Sorry. What are the biggest challenges for you guys right now? What are the current big challenges?
I would say the big challenges is like, you know, Trace and Chase, I don't know if you saw that, but we do a lot of CSR. So we are a lot involved in the community. I think there's, you know, always, you know, community part of it. So we try to expand the reach to the younger people, you know, trying to understand what's the connection between Panini Adrenaline, you know, XL, and Panini stickers and trading cards, and continuing, you know, educate people and see to broader the range, you know, try to get more people involved in it, and explaining as well, you know, explaining to a pretty virgin market, I would say, in trading cards, at least.
Yeah,
because we are used to it, but.
Yeah.
You have kind of a show, is it correct? If I see it right in Instagram, I think I saw it. It's a kind of, yeah, you're sitting on the sofa and have a talk about the hobby. Is it kind of a show?
Yes, actually, we have, what we do is we have a show that is called The Show, Trace and Chase The Show. And this is more like we try to connect athletes. Because you know that Greece is a big country of basketball. We brought here, you know, a lot of players, you know, that used to, they won the Eurobasket. You know, we had the Nick Gallis, which is a, you know, great basketball player. We had a few other players, and we tried to combine their experience in basketball and if they know about cards. Mm-hmm. So we introduced them to their cards. We had Mario Chalmers, for example, who came here mm-hmm. because he was playing in Aris in Thessaloniki. Mm-hmm. And he came here and we showed him his cards. And of course, we took an autograph of his, you know, on the mm-hmm. cards. But he kept some cards because he says, oh, you know what? I didn't see that card. Mm-hmm. Or another player that, you know, came from Canada, he had like a draft picks card. Mm-hmm. And he didn't remember. He said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then he took some cards. Mm-hmm. You know, we believe that there is a relation there. Mm-hmm. And when you relate athletes with cards and the sports in general, it touches as well the community mm-hmm. because it's all related. For example, fantasy. If you take fantasy sports, it's very, very much related to the sports trading part.
Yeah.
Like there is a connection. And we try with the show to give another perspective. That's why mm-hmm. we try to. And explaining sometimes things about the hobby. I don't know if you saw, but yesterday we published an article on our blog and on Instagram. We just we got featured by NBA TV mm-hmm. About a show which is called Hoop Cities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made it in Germany. Yeah. And we showed a little bit of the cards, a little bit of, you know, what we had as memorabilia. And yeah, so, you know, there is a connection. You know, if you work on it, then we believe that through videos and through educating people, we can, you know, go, you know, in that direction. So mm-hmm. educating people and bring back the cards.
Yeah, it's for me. It's also I'm also mentioned sometimes. Sometimes cards also bring me into the sports which I'm not so deep before. So, mm-hmm. for example, baseball or ice hockey. But with the cards, I go into the sports or in the other way around. So from sports, you go into cards. So it's very interesting
to hear that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think there is a big connection there. Yeah.
And how are you guys doing with non-sports cards and memorabilia, like Pokemon, Fortnite, whatever it is, but also like entertainment stuff?
Look, with entertainment stuff, we are more into sports cards.
Yeah.
Not really into entertainment. I love Goodwin Champions, though. Mm-hmm. That I should say. I love Goodwin Champions. But we you know, most in sports cards, not really entertainment cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in your store, you have also, you see here in the back, you have some jerseys or
balls. Memorabilia is doing well. Memorabilia is doing well because, you know, it's always, you know, like you see the jerseys of Beckham, of Pelé behind me, of Messi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting a part of the history, you know, like mm-hmm. this is what you can get. And memorabilia is doing well.
Can you highlight some, if it's possible, some products which you have in your shop because it's very special, because you like it?
You want me to make a tour or you want me to tell you?
I think it's for the most of us will hear it. You can tell us.
Okay.
I think,
Look, we have, you know, we have like a signed ball of Kobe Bryant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
A signed basketball. This was one of the memorabilia here that didn't move. It stays at his place. I don't think it's gonna move anytime soon. That's, you know, one of that we have. I mean, personally, I have some cards of Jabbar, you know, that I appreciate, that I will never, you know, I'll probably never sell. And of course we have, you know, our personal collection, which is Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
We have signed jerseys of the, you know, world championship that he took, you know, with a signature and MVP. And you know, it's a lot of things, to be honest with you. We have a lot because, like we said in the beginning, we try to say we're going to make this shop, of course, but we're going to make it with what we love.
Mm-hmm.
So like Giannis, I think, to be honest with you, I think we have like 1,200 cards, mm-hmm. different cards of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you know, every week we bring some other.
Yeah. I mean, what this guy is doing for basketball, I mean, basketball was always big in Greece since I can remember, honestly, but he really brought it to another level, right?
Yeah. He's first of all, it's not because it's my personal collection, but from what I hear here in Greece, he's a really nice guy. So that helps as well. He's really bringing the sports. I mean, he won a championship. He's really dominant. I mean, today they are what, 7-0, 8-0.
Yeah,
you know, like he's an amazing guy. He's very family focused, which, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great image, you know, for the people. For the so yeah, he's bringing, you know, the sports to another level, especially in Greece. We have a lot of people like that in Greece, but Giannis, in terms of basketball, took it to another level.
You mentioned now sometimes your personal collection, Giannis, Jabba, I hear out. Is there something also, what is also in your personal collection? Maybe not only basketball, also other sports, or is it just basketball?
I don't know. It's more like I love to collect as well, you know, old newspapers. You know, okay. For example, when Michael Jordan won, you know, the titles, you know, Chicago Tribune made a first page, you know, I have this as well. Okay. There are other promotion cards, you know, all the weird things, you know, old things that nobody would like to take. I'm taking that. I have no problem. I just, you know, my perspective when I collect is to, first of all, buying and collect things that, you know, talk to me, like, you know, remember me something. And I don't care what it is. I don't care the price. If, you know, I find a lot of, I don't know, but mostly basketball. If this was your question, it's mostly basketball, because this is what I collect. Jalen Waddle as well now.
Okay.
Because he came back from the injury. So, but this is a very small collection for now.
I like this. I'm the same. Like these weird things, like maybe, like, of course, like the Sprite cans, for example, or newspapers, or weird stickers, or like arena magazines from special games or whatever.
Yeah, tickets. It's what is talking to you. I mean, it's like, you know, because people, you know, ask us a lot of time, you know, yeah, I would like to start a collection, but I really don't know what to start. And I said, what do you love? What do you watch? Like, if you had to watch, like, I'm taking my coffee in the morning and I'm watching all the, you know, highlights of the game of NBA that happened last night. You know, this is what I do every day because I love the sport. So if you love something, if you like a player, or if you love, I don't know, a sport, or just trying to collect, don't think about the price. I mean, yeah, wait, don't buy the things, you know, of 1,000 euros to start a collection, but just start, you know, like, you like Greek basketball, start collecting magazines. You know, we have so many things here. Like, you are in France and you love soccer, go back into the stickers, soccer stickers that you have. I mean,
I like it as well. That actually, that's also one of the reasons why my nickname "Graded Moments" was existing, because what you said about the story, every card tells you a story, or you have a remembership on a special moment on this card, or you get this card from special person because it was not easy. This kind of thing is, I like it, and I see me too
in this. Exactly. I was talking with a guy in France, and he told me I'm collecting cars that has to do with space. I was like, what? He says, yeah, I like space, and I have so many cars of, you know, spaceships and everything. I was like, really? And then I opened a Goodwin Champion, and I found, you know, a replica of, you know, Apollo 13, or I don't know. I sent it to him because I have no you know, interest in that collection. But if this guy has, you know, it's my pleasure. You know, you pay like $4 to send it.
Yeah.
And the guy says a piece, you know, and it's always, you know, a great thing to receive free things as well.
That is true. Yeah. And I think it's also very good advice, especially for young people. Don't overthink what you start with. Just what comes from the heart, just start with that. And then
don't read too much as well, because you read a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, if you're in the hobby, you know, you probably know that. Don't read too much. Yeah. You know, just make it simple. And then if you want to take another budget and you want to really make it your hobby,
yeah,
and you see an interest in things that are costing more and you want them, then you can start, you know, really educating yourself. Mm-hmm. But in the first place, I think that, you know, everybody started, you know, collecting Upper Deck Series 1 and Series 2.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was really happy about it.
Yeah.
And now you see the value in the market because it was overprinted. But it has a value for them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, yeah, simplify. Simplify life, guys. It's what it is. There's enough complicated stuff out there. We don't need to have that in the hobby.
No, it's simple. It should be simple, and you should be free to collect whatever you want and find the things that you want.
Yeah.
You know,
how you experience today the situation, because I think the store opened in a time where the hobby was quite high in the market. Mm-hmm. Everyone was mm-hmm. asking for it. Now I have a bit, because of the surroundings, what we have in our life currently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to give money, but also buy cards, because of you have to check if I have enough money for cards. How do you mm-hmm. feel it? How do you see the situation currently in the card market, in the hobby?
Look, I first of all, the yes, we opened, you know, in January 2021, so it was, you know, like the rush, like the gold rush of mm-hmm. you know, but you know, the project was done way before that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about it way before that. Mm. So we were not really into the hype. Of course, the hype, you know, helped us a little bit, you know, but I think that now what is happening is that things are coming back to work, you know, slowly mm-hmm. to a normal situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see cars are more affordable. If you go to eBay, people are willing to sell, you know, cars, boxes starts, you know, a little bit going down as well, you know, like we see, you know, people that were just there for the money starts to leave,
mm,
you know, yeah, because there is no such money that they used to do, so they're not interested in that. But this makes the market more healthy, and probably we'll see, you know, the real people and the people really interested in doing something in the hobby.
Yeah.
I think this will give us a clear, you know, vision of where it's going.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it was good. It was very good, but you know, we knew. I mean, people who are in the hobby since a long time, they know that it was, you know, always a roller coaster kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, like the last 2-3 years was like bonkers, and everybody was going crazy about it. But I think it's going back to a normal situation and to a healthier situation.
Mm. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think it's good for everybody.
I agree. And the good thing is, like with you guys, sports is not going anywhere. Sports will always be there, and
yeah,
people will always be excited. And people need it, especially in times where the rest is a little, they love mm-hmm. sports. They love to get their mental time out, which is focusing on a game for 2 hours and forget the rest. And I think it's very important. Sports is very important for the people.
Yeah, and it's a whole, you know, philosophy. You know, it's not just about, it's all, okay, we are more into cards, that's for sure. But if we were not involved into the sport itself, we wouldn't have, you know, any connection to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gives the sports will not go anywhere. It should be, you see things happening. I mean, everybody says like, yeah, the hobby is going down, and you see, this is why I say, don't read too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, okay, some part of the hobby is going down, but you see companies opening in Europe. Yeah. Like NBA store investing in Paris, they just opened the shop. Yeah. David Adams coming, you know, in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Many shops in Germany start to open as well. Mm-hmm. The NFL is coming into Munich. Mm-hmm. You know, in Munich, there's the card show. There are card show in Europe. So, you know, it's a balance thing. If you ask me, I think it's a balance thing. And mm-hmm. and sports is not going anywhere. Cars are not going anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna stay there anyways. They you know, a few collectors, there will be collectors. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People always collect something.
Yeah, you need to that. You need to do that. Yeah. You know, it's like people cannot throw anything from their house, you know, and they like, I have so many things when I move, then I don't know what to do with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a kind of collecting as well. It's because you don't want to throw things. That's it.
How are the collectors in Greece? How big is the hobby in Greece? Is there a big community?
Actually, they start getting out.
Okay.
They start getting out because people didn't think that, you know, it was like real. Like, you know, people, like, most of the time they see the shop and they say it couldn't be in Greece. You know, this shop is somewhere else. It's not in Greece. But no, it is. And people are, you know, coming back to us with cards. You know, sometimes we're surprised with the cards that are sleeping in the drawers. And so we see that on eBay, because we have an eBay account as well with cards, people starting, you know, buying cards. But everything, you know, it's, I think it's really important as well to understand that we build. We are building. It's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, like I said, with the kids, you cannot go to the kids and say, hey, buy a pack of cards. You know, it's building slowly, mm-hmm. but surely. I mean, we see a good interest, especially in memorabilia and what we do with the show. I mean, it's going well. I mean, we're very happy with the growth that it takes.
Mm-hmm. That's so wonderful.
In your store, you can, you are open. Everyone can visit your store. So you have opening hours, I think, on your website as well. So everyone can go in.
They can come here and visit the store because we still, you know, a little bit, you know, careful with COVID. And generally, we try as well because, you know, we have sometimes teams, you know, basketball teams, and so we need to be careful. You know, we cannot take the risk. So we working with the appointment, but, you know, generally it's like call us and we'll tell you, yeah, you can come this day and just visit our shop. Okay. But yeah, it's always open.
Cool. Very nice. And so my idea was that because you offered it earlier, maybe not super interesting for the podcast listeners, but can you give us a little tour? Right now, would that be possible?
Yes, I will try to see if my connection is not, you know, going
just
down.
Tried.
But
we
normally,
just
because if we switch networks, it could could cut the connection. So here we have, you know, some memorabilia of soccer. You know, Bayern
Munich.
I'm just showing that for you guys. But then we have some Mosaic Autos. Great. I don't know if you can see the cards.
Lothar Matthäus.
Yeah.
Franz.
Lewandowski, Beckham.
Okay.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So we have, you know, a few collection of, you know, jerseys as well.
Mm-hmm.
Messi, Beckham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have my guy De Bruyne, of course.
Of course,
I'm Belgian, so I had to represent a little bit Belgium. we have a small corner. Here we have, you know, again some jerseys.
Okay,
you know, with this one of my favorite, for example,
Jabba.
Nice. Yeah, is the with the autograph.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I like your frames. Is it special frames? Would you hear?
It's actually tailor made for the shop.
Great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here we have a little bit of football.
Mm-hmm.
We have some, you know, fans of football as well. So mm-hmm. we watch football, but we cannot watch everything. So
okay,
it's a little bit. Here we have this is a big collection.
Nice.
This is our guy Dio. Which is actually collecting Slam magazines.
Nice.
And he has a huge collection of Slam. It's amazing. And we put it on the wall so people can see it when they come
amazing.
By. Here, masterpiece, yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
So you see all these jerseys, generally we try to associate them with the card.
Mm. Nice.
You can see. We have, you know, the new generation and the old generation. This is more the new generation here with LaMelo Ball. We have Zion, Cunningham as well.
Mm.
And then we have a basket, of course.
Of course.
And we can play. We can play.
Uh-oh.
And here we have
the old school.
All the jerseys. Okay. Yeah. Associated with, I'm going to show you here. with Supreme Harcourt, you know, from Everdeck.
Wow.
You know, and actually it's the full set with all the jerseys associated with it.
Amazing.
That's so we have LeBron. I have LeBron here.
It's the kind of museum you have there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's kind of a museum. Just give me a second. I'll try to see. And of course, we have boxes as well. You know, hobby box and retail boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a second. Μπορώ να κάνω ένα γρήγορο γύρο για την εκπομπή που είναι live. Ωραία. So, just let me show you here.
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey. Hello, hello.
Of course.
The Janus Shrine.
Yeah. With all the cards and rainbows.
Of course.
This is
Let me know if the connection is okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Fine. Okay, great. So I'm just going to show you this. And these are all the basketballs that we have. This major, you know, Greek players. And here we have all the other players from the NBA, most of it.
Amazing.
That's Curry. And we have another part I'm going to show you.
Just let me bring my wife because she has to look how our next apartment should look like. So.
Yeah, she could take some ideas.
Awesome.
And this is the basketball that I was telling you about.
Mm. Okay.
Kobe
Bryant, yeah. And so we have, you know, other memorabilia here.
The Shaq Attack.
Is that is that you guys bought after and then you bring in or
yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's still growing, I think, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and yes, of course, it never stops.
This is so amazing. And so what I love, it's not only like great stuff, but it also just looks so stylish. It's very thought through. It's like very detail oriented and everything makes sense. And it's just quality.
Yeah, basically we are trying to always respect, you know, like I said in the beginning, what we love.
Mm.
When you have, you know, collectibles and you have cards and you want it to be at your image. Mm. I mean, this way, and we try, you know, to select what we can, you know, put in our showroom. We have many, many cards that we are not putting in our showroom because we have too many. Mm. But yeah, it's depending. For example, you saw a lot of Jabbar in there. So I'm responsible for that because I like Giannis, like a huge part of Giannis collection because it's what we love. And this is always what we relate on is what you love, do what you love. And this is why it stays a pleasure every day, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not trying to do that, you know, for someone else. We do that for us first. And if you like it, feel free to join. I mean, it's like, it's great.
That's amazing. But this has to be a unique spot worldwide. This is not a European thing. It is a worldwide special thing.
Yeah, we had many, you know, what's crazy. It's like some people are in vacation here. And, you know, last time we had a guy from Florida and he just texted us on Instagram and said, hey, guys, I'm in vacation in Greece. I'm making a Europe tour, but I saw your shop and I cannot believe that it's actually in Greece. Mm-hmm. Just cannot pass by. And I said, yeah, of course. Just come and see. And this is the reaction of most of the people is that, okay, we have influence from the U.S. We've been many times in the U.S., all my colleagues and partners I studied in the US. So of course we took that from there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in Europe, I can say a 270 square meter museum / hobby shop, nowhere, not to be found.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. Pretty proud of that.
Thanks for the tour. Can you share some plans, or do you have any plans for the coming future? What you're working on in Trace and Chase? What we can expect in the future?
We can expect some good news from us in the next few days,
weeks. Okay.
We are working on several things.
Mm-hmm.
What we will do, I cannot actually communicate on that right now, but you will see. If you follow us, you will know. Like you said before, people know you and people know what you do. Yeah. So you will know. But yeah, and the other thing is keep, you know, growing and keep, you know, educating people and give pleasure to people. Continuing our show. Mm-hmm. We are actually about to start the second season. So we're very, you know, excited about that. And yeah, more NBA, you know, we were very, you know, glad to be featured on the NBA and, you know, taking the growth mm-hmm. of Europe, you know, on the international, you know, plan, like, you know, we here, it's not just the US, it's like Germany is here, France is here, Belgium is here, mm-hmm. I mean, Greece, I mean, everybody's here. So we try to always keep up, get new things in, and working around the hobby. Yeah.
Perfect.
Always. Always. This is what we do every day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for these insights and for the work and time and energy you guys put in there. I think it's very, very important. Yeah, you don't need to shake your head. It's a good thing. Just take the compliment as it is.
Yes, it is. It's
really.
Yeah, but it's great because, for example, it's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just going to say one thing. I've been to Paris, like, for the card show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been making deals, like, 2 years on the group with guys. I bought cards, I sent cards, I traded cards. And these guys were only names on the mm-hmm. messenger feed,
mm-hmm.
right? Like nicknames. And you know, you don't know, the picture is not the right one. It's not you. and then you go there, you spend one day, and you have like 15 people coming at you and say, oh, you Xavier, you remember we did that deal and that deal. And then you start talking. Then you met another guy. And these things, you put a face on collectors. You exchange ideas. And then you go back and you say, oh, yeah, I met this guy. And I remember. And we talked about that. And it gives you, you know, you come back and you're pumped about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, I want to meet other guys. And these guys, I didn't meet. So it's all about, you know, I do believe in that. It's really about also the community. And if we keep, you know, exchanging ideas and good vibes, everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, let's not, you know, always bring the negative. Let's see that there are so many good side of it. And I think this is the most important to keep in mind.
Yes. Thank
spread
you so much.
Spread love, guys. And you can spread love with Trace and Chase at Munich at next time here in Germany.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please come see us. Come see us because like, I want to meet you guys. I mean, we have some people that will meet us, definitely. But yeah, we will be there all day and even after. So, you know, I don't know if you guys, you know, going to the game or going to watch the game, but this will be also the opportunity to have a good time.
Yes. Thank you so much. And to quote the great Will Ferrell, everybody love everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do believe so. I do believe so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This was the message of the end.
Yes,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great time.